Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment reports. May God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. Yes, I am Beth, aka Be True, creator, host, co-host. My cousin Linda is co-host, and she's texting me. And she's texting me right now. Okay. I am okay. She's on. She sent me a text message, so I stopped in the middle of introducing myself and her. I am Beth, aka Be True, and this is Culture Shock Entertainment Report. May God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. Praying for God's presence during the show from the beginning to end and after talk also. You all can chat with us in the chat room. Call in at 516-595-8255. Big shout out to Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO. Thank you for your support, and thank you for sending the link to the show to many of your friends, and thank you for turning me on to Ms. Inez's show. I'm following her show, and that's an awesome show. So a big shout out to Ms. Inez and all the fellow podcasters that support Culture Shock Entertainment Report and accept me accepting your following and supporting your show. Big shout out to the management and staff also. And number one, the co-producers of the show, you all, the listening community worldwide from right here in Jackson, Mississippi and DFW, Metroplex, around the world here in the USA and just worldwide. Really appreciate your love and your support. Remember this music, 11 Seconds Less Than a Minute by Charizmi in Istanbul, Turkey. So big shout out to all our listeners. Again, a big shout out to the city of Jackson. The water crisis saga continues. We're dealing with the billing issue. So I give you all an update on Monday. Hopefully, because the powers that be don't even know what they're doing. So as I've seen on the news, because I didn't actually attend the meeting that Kenny Stokes held at Cornerstone Baptist Church on MLK, formerly known Whitfield Mills Road, had a big meeting last night, and a lot of the leaders that work with Jackson Water, the third-party management team, was present. And I'm watching. They're trying to figure it out. They're saying that water will be turned off next month. Many of us still have enormous bills. Some of us don't even get bills. So just praying that the situation is rectified. And last Friday received a letter. I had mentioned to you all about the third party manager had taken the mayor to court regarding a press conference that the mayor had given out, teaming up with Jackson Comprehensive Health Center, giving out filters. For years we have always gotten letters warning us of lead in the water. For years, I mean years, probably during his father's administration back in 2014. We always have gotten these letters regarding But we got a new letter last Friday, so on Monday I'll read that letter. But we're dealing with the with people water. So if you all like run management companies that help cities with water systems, please contact City of Jackson and Jackson Water so we can get this billing situation handled and no one's water will get turned off. So I didn't plan on talking about anything negative, but that's reality. As Cousin Linda say, that's reality. And that's my moment on the soapbox. But this is Fun Friday, and it's also part of the Hot Topics. That's a hot topic here in Jackson, Mississippi, which probably will make national and international news since all eyes are on Jackson regarding the water crisis. And Brother Warren had mentioned the water crisis as past tense recently, and I corrected him that it's still present tense. So there you go. It's still present tense, water crisis that we're dealing with. So thank you all again for your love and your support. Email us at CultureShock, KULTURESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com. I'll repeat it again. I have to hear things three or four times. KULTURESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com. And also Cash App, those that would like to really support the upgrade of the show, the redevelopment of the show, getting it where it should be, you can Cash App. And anything sent will definitely go into reinvestment in the show at $BETH, B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. Again, Cash App is $BETH, B-E-T-H, Be True, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. So thank you so much for your support, and we're going to get the show started for Fun Friday and talk about fun summer things and hot topics as they are, and summer deals and shopping and food, you know, things that we love to talk about on Fun Friday pretty much every day. It's an entertainment and lifestyle show, so we talk about things that relate to our, that are entertaining and affect our lifestyle. You know, and it includes politics, sports, food, travel, society, culture, what's going on in our respective communities and also the worldwide community as a whole. So, again, thank you, and let's have fun. This is a tune called Good Vibes, so let's get the good vibe moving. That's a Lexi action from PixieBee.com. So thank you, PixieBee.com, for awesome music. So let's get it started. I'm going to pass the mic over to Cousin Linda. And it's a beautiful day right now, but we all know that it can change any moment. That's what's been happening, pretty days and rain. But no complaint, because it is summertime. Hello, Cousin Linda.
Hello, Cousin Bethany and listeners.
How are you?
Worldwide.
Thank you.
I'm fine, except it looks like something got a hold of my ankle and leg and bit me numerous times, because I am itching, and I've been scratching the bites, they're swollen, so I don't know what's going on. Some kind of varmint got up in my apartment, or either I picked it up when I went out the other day and bit me. I think it was Wednesday when I went to the grocery store, and that was the day I started itching. And it got these big bumps on my leg. And it bit me on the arm, too. So I guess it's some kind of little summertime insect.
You don't think it's a mosquito bite? Because those mosquitoes here, they are ferocious.
Well, it could be. We have mosquitoes over here. You know, we even had a case of malaria reported in Texas. So I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, mosquito bites. I don't, unless it was one that bit me numerous times, I don't know. It seems like it could be something else because of this swelling and I don't know what it is, mosquito or something. I hope it's something as benign as a mosquito.
Right.
But I know this,
but you told us about a cricket the other day, right? But I pray it's not a mosquito. We would know if it was a spider bite. It doesn't sound like a spider bite. So something like a mosquito.
Yeah, because spider bites, they have like your skin oozing pus and stuff. Is that correct? If a spider bites you. My friend got bitten by a brown recluse, and she just had all kinds of problems after that.
I've heard horror stories when you're bitten by a spider. I definitely don't. When I see one, I do my best to get rid of it ASAP. And there's some pretty ugly ones that's around, but I don't see them often. But, ooh, that's scary. I don't like the little bitty ones. I don't like the tiny kind or the big kind. And when I lived in Sherman, Texas, I didn't know, Cousin Linda, you all didn't tell me Texas had tarantulas, but I should have known, even by watching cowboy movies, I should have known. But when I lived in Sherman, we had tarantulas at the apartment complex that I lived at. And my puppy BJ and I, we would be like, oh, my God. I mean, tarantulas. I'm like, oh, my God. Unbelievable.
I haven't seen any furry creatures like tarantulas. That doesn't mean that they are. I just haven't seen them. And I haven't seen spiders.
I never heard of them in Dallas. I'm like, but they were in Sherman, close to Oklahoma.
Yeah. I made a couple of stops Wednesday. Yeah, because it was the day after the 4th. I had to go to the bank and I had to go to the grocery store. And so unless something popped out of those places, and you know how in apartment complexes where you have shrubbery and plants and that sort of thing, so I don't know if I brought something in there. But whatever it was, it bit me, and like I said, I've got these big old bite bumps. And I've been doctoring on them myself. But I keep scratching them. Cause they itch, and I try to avoid the itch.
We was on prayer line from 12 to 2:30. You definitely should have called in because it was prayer request day.
I was on the prayer line with you all this morning.
Oh.
And I said, well, that this seemed kind of minor, you know, so
right.
I'll just wait. When's the next prayer line? Monday?
Yes.
I don't think this is anything to be concerned about. My biggest problem is scratching when it itches.
Yeah. Mosquitoes tear me up. And so
that's what this seems like.
That's part of summer talk. That's part of summer talk. Insects and repelling them. Because the mosquitoes, not only because I'm like, oh, my God, I need to order some Avon pet repellent. I need to order some repellent for myself and for the pets. Not because I'm thinking flea meds I need and flea collars. But I'm like, as I watch, these mosquitoes are biting the pets too, just as they bite me. Because I can't take it. The mosquitoes are crazy. But you know what? The mosquitoes are even around in the wintertime, I noticed. They used to disappear when summer leaves, but they're still around in fall and wintertime.
It's been so warm during the winters. You know, we hardly have any wintertime, but maybe in January and February we'll get a couple of days of cold weather if we're lucky. But pretty much this part of Texas, and I'm sure where you are, it's hot year-round. So the cold weather hasn't been able to kill off mosquitoes and probably any other insect.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know what's been going on the news today because, you know, today is the day I watch Hawaii 5-0. They have that five-hour marathon of Hawaii 5-0. And so I've been watching and Bano. So I don't know what's going on in the world. It looks like we had an issue over in Fort Worth where a police officer was involved in a deadly chase. I think he killed maybe a pedestrian or somebody in a vehicle during his chase.
Wow.
But,
And that's what I found out. I asked you. Look, that's something. I'm asking you if you know what happened around the corner from me here in Jackson. But something happened around the corner, literally around the corner, close to where I get the lottery ticket. Something happened right around the corner.
I went to your local news channels, and I didn't see anything.
Right.
So
a reliable source told me they heard it was exactly what you mentioned. It was a police chase. And I don't know what happened. I don't know how it ended. I don't know if anyone was arrested or they're on the loose. But I stayed in. Because I had planned on walking in that. I had planned on going on a morning walk in that direction. That's the area where Shell and other stores and the hair store and Family Dollar, that's literally around the corner. And something often happens right there in that area too, sadly to say. And it's in such a beautiful, quiet area too for craziness to happen. But I heard from a reliable source that was listening on their police scanner that they heard it was a police chase. Capitol Police was chasing someone. And I seen the breaking news at 7:30 on 16, and they literally shown JPD, Capitol Police, different branches of law enforcement, and I could see that barbershop. I don't know if you remember how that corner looked. I could see the barbershop in the background in a wrecked white car. But then that was 7:30. It was breaking news. Each half hour doing Good Morning America, they do news stories. So,
well, maybe
it was business as usual. They didn't even mention breaking news during those little half hour breaks. So I'm like,
well,
I guess who? Powers that be told them not to talk about it.
I see something. I guess this is recent. Capitol Police arrest man after vehicle crashes into patrol car. And that was all that I saw in a commercial popped on there. You probably heard that loud noise. That was the commercial.
And I turned my back when I saw the broadcast.
So, right.
And then you mentioned Fort Worth. Oh, I send our condolences to everybody around the country. who was a part of mass shootings. I mean, even Fort Worth was like one of the cities where somebody decided to show out and three were murdered. So, sending out condolences to all the cities where crimes happen. You know, Cousin Linda, and you're probably the same way. It's so many mass murders happening that I don't even know. I'm not even up to all of them. Because
you can't keep up with them because it's a daily occurrence.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think they're talking about one story and it's a new story. I'm like, oh, my God, but everyone's life is important. So, so if we don't mention anything, you all call in and chat with us and let us know, because maybe we don't mention something because we don't know about it because it's so much happening. And we have our own, lives, too, that,
We're going to have like Cousin Rhonda and get a scanner, and tune into the police channels.
Right.
And find out what's going on.
Right. Download an app. I have a couple of scanner apps. I don't know if I guess we can talk about it. I have a couple of police scanner apps on my phone. And I do listen occasionally. I like to listen to national. I like to listen to Jackson, but I like to listen nationally. I was listening to the scanner when that incident happened in New Mexico a couple months ago. And a young man went just walking down through a nice neighborhood shooting people. It just so happened I was listening to the scanner. And I'm like, what is going on in New Mexico? And then when I watched the national news on TV, I'm like, oh, my God, because it was like active shooter. And I have an app. And you don't have this app. Cousin Linda, this is a good app. It's called Citizen. And it alerts you of, like, active shooters in your neighborhood or anything that's going on in your neighborhood. If a fire is happening, if somebody's wallet car been carjacked, and you can also report things. It's a really cool app, Citizen. So you all, this is good for summertime. This is good when you're traveling. Also, have this app called Citizen. It's really cool.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm not up on the latest technology.
Well,
I'm technologically challenged.
Citizen fell in my lap just like that travel app fell in my lap. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
But Citizen,
so
check it out. You'll like it. You will like it. It's pretty cool.
Okay. So we were going to talk about Fun Friday or something?
Yeah, like we always do every Friday. And I have in the description we're talking about what we usually talk about, too, summer sales and deals, and the deals could be anything. You have any info or received any emails regarding travel deals? I noticed a Macy's commercial. Cousin Linda, you mentioned it earlier this week.
What?
Macy's is having Black Friday and July sale.
Oh, my goodness. That just really bugs me. I am just tired of these retailers. I mean, I don't know. Why don't they just consider themselves discount stores and just have sales year-round?
What?
And quit naming them. You know, just
and
say
that breaks my heart
because
I really love Black Friday. Black Friday is like a holiday to me, and that really breaks my heart.
Just say we are a discount store. We have discount 65 days of the year now, because every day is some kind of sale. Because I get all these emails, private sale for you only, which I know they're lying, and. All these, well, we're having 50% off again. And I don't know. I thought retail was doing pretty good now. People seem to be shopping. You know, there's consumer confidence. people accumulated a lot of money during COVID that they didn't spend. And so now they have disposable income, and it seems like people are always shopping. So I don't know. I'm just not into these name and sales every day.
You sure mentioned it earlier this week, because I'm thinking, well, there's some Christmas in July sales events happening. And then you mentioned where Black Friday in July happens too. And sure enough, Macy blasted their commercial this morning. Black Friday in July. I'm like, Cousin Linda called that.
Next thing, they'll be counting down 265 days to Christmas.
Right.
All this consumerism. And like I said, I don't know how much stuff people need. Unless you have nothing, what do you need to buy? You know, school will be starting next month in a lot of states.
Right.
So there will be back-to-school sales. And
I have seen a couple back to school events going on too, but that's only right. Right.
Stuff was already marked down, at least from the places where I've been shopping. The prices are already low, so I guess, you know, it's good. I guess if they're going to decrease the prices even more, but I just don't know how they're calling them back-to-school sales, because the prices are not really going to change if you look at it. And they just say sale maybe to get people excited, to make them come on in and buy stuff. Because, like I said, this dollar stores, Dollar Tree, 99-cent store, which is actually $15.99 store, if you ask me. The prices have already been low, and they don't seem to get any lower in the month of August. So I just wish, you know, retailers would just say, we have discounted prices year-round. Be like Ollie's or what's some of these other discount stores? The one after this, seemed like it was kind of new to the market. The store didn't last over here by me very long. Everything's $5 or something like that. I can't remember the name of it.
Five and Below.
The Five and Below that used to be close to where I lived didn't stay in business very long.
I think we had one on County Line. I think my sister told me. One of my male best friends told me about. We do have one on Ridgewood Court, but that was around this time last year, so I guess it's still open. And I asked my sister if she ever shopped there, because I used to shop up there on my old Ken Road and Catalan Road often, but I don't. I haven't been recently, but we have one, supposedly, up on Ridgewood and County Line. And I know right before I was leaving Sherman, one was opening near where I live. I need to Google and look and see if it's still open. Because you said it didn't last long. I thought that would be received well, Five and Below.
I did too. I went in there one time. I had gone to Wingstop, and I didn't place my order before I went to Wingstop. So, you know, it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to get your order ready. So I just walked down there to the Five and Below store. I wasn't impressed with the merchandise. They didn't have anything in there that appealed to me. And maybe that was why they didn't stay open.
Right.
And I don't know if it's the location, because there was a Family Dollar there one time, and I don't think they stayed open maybe a couple of years. But their prices
are any dirt
really
cheap near you? Because I love working at Dirt Cheap and shopping there.
I always love
Hudson Savage anyway, and Dirt Cheap came out of Hudson Savage. But I enjoy working there, and I like shopping there.
Dirt Cheap went out of business too. Because what I liked about them is they
had high-end items.
Not the one I went in.
Oh.
Neither one of those stores, Dirt Cheap and Five and Below, did not have anything that I would have considered purchasing. And the dollar store.
So they weren't serving their community. So they weren't serving their community. They should have been doing it.
Now, you know, it's just me. I have certain standards. It just seems like a lot of the merchandise was old stuff that they had gotten from maybe stores that were going out of business and had merchandise that had been sitting on the shelves forever. Now, that was just the way it looked to me. Now, it may have appealed to other people.
And if it looked that way, that's the way it was. If it looked that way, that's the way it was.
And then I don't know what's going on with, you know, that group of retailers. And also I'm surprised that Walgreens is closing so many stores nationwide and worldwide. It looks like a Walgreens on every corner because, it'd be Walgreens and CVS Pharmacy across the street. But I was reading where a lot of Walgreens were going out of business. And your aunt and I were talking about how we used to love shopping at Walgreens because the circulars used to come out in the Sunday paper on Saturday.
Right.
And I would clip all of my coupons in addition to manufacturer's coupons and grocery store coupons and stuff. And I definitely got the Walgreens coupons so that Sunday I'd go in. And you can get a lot of bargains at Walgreens. They used to have a lot of $2 for $1 or $2 for a certain price, $3 for a certain price, and they cut down on that. And then they stopped doing their own circulars in the mail or in the newspaper, but you could pick them up when you went into the store. And then I noticed when I started going into the store, there are no circulars, and their prices are not reasonable anymore. So
well,
I don't know
what
happened to Walgreens.
I was going to mention, their prices aren't as reasonable, but you're right. When they do have sales, the sales are good, and when you use your card, you get a good discount.
Well, I used to get, you know how you could accumulate dollar points? Like sometimes I might say have purchased $25 and they said, well, you have $5 in credit. Would you like to use your $5? And I don't know. I haven't seen that in a long time. I kind of quit going to Walgreens as much as I used to because, like I said, the prices aren't that low. They don't send circulars anymore, and I forget to go. And I was in there a couple of weeks ago. And I just wasn't, you know, impressed with the prices. They didn't have the good old prices like they did from back in the day.
Right. Their prices aren't competitive anymore. But when you do find a deal, it's a good deal. You know, but, yeah, their prices when you were talking, so I was listening. I was waiting for you to get to that point that their prices aren't as reasonable. But it's certain.
Yeah,
it depends on what you need. They can't surprise you at times.
I used to buy all of my Dawn there, my Tide laundry detergent, my toilet paper, and Mentos, Lint chocolate. It was just certain things that I like to get at Walgreens because it usually was two.
Right.
Buy one, get one, 50% off, or two for whatever. But they didn't have that the last time I went, so I'll just go back to Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree is pretty consistent in my area.
And I do Family Dollar, which is owned by Dollar Tree. And I do the store right here in my neighborhood is Family Dollar, which is owned by Dollar Tree.
Okay. Well, I like
Dollar Tree bought out Family Dollar a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Now, every now and then, my Family Dollar will be out of a lot of stuff, and I don't know if the truck is late coming in. Because you can't just go there every time you go and think you're going to get your favorite item, because a lot of times they don't have it. But for the most part, I can find something that I want, because I'll go in and say I'm not going to spend but $10, and before I've left, I've spent about at least $15 or $20.
Uh-huh. I'm like that with Dollar Tree, too.
They have some kind of unexpected sale that I like. But they don't do a lot of advertising over here, and that's what I like about
them. Over here either.
You know, they are
Well, that's how they keep their prices down, too.
Right. I was going to say that they, you know, that this is a discount store, so they don't have to have these forever sales like your big retailers. Every time you look around, you know, they're having some kind of sale with a name attached to it. And
so they don't have to advertise, because if they advertise, the price won't go up.
Yeah. And that's the problem I have with the insurance companies and their commercials. You know, their commercials now are like soap operas. You don't know what they're coming up with next. They seem to have storylines. And I would think that if they would put their budget towards something other than advertising, we consumers could get lower insurance rates.
I watch Progressive more so because it's a soap opera.
Yeah, I had them sagas and epics and stuff. Every time you look around, they come up with something new. Them, Geico, Allstate, Limu. Now, what's up with Liberty Mutual and a doggone Emu?
Yeah.
Limu,
and we were talking about Shaq yesterday, and Shaq is the general.
The general. Yeah. All right, so insurance companies, if y'all would quit advertising, y'all could give us a break.
Oh!
And lower
and we can't forget Coach Prime, Aflac.
Oh, he's on Aflac. I don't see a lot of Aflac commercials over here.
Yeah. And it's like a soap opera. I mean, it's a continuation.
Oh.
And sometimes he brings
his
friends with him, and the coach of Auburn. Roll Tide coach.
Well, I don't know. If Aflac is advertising over here, I don't see the commercials.
Aflac is the duck. You know that's the duck.
Yeah.
So he and the duck.
They have a good time.
And I know when he was working here, he would fly to Dallas to make the commercials.
Well, I have Aflac insurance. But I don't see their commercials here is what I was saying. We used to get a lot of their commercials, I don't see their commercials anymore. I don't know if they just don't advertise on channels and networks that I watch. But I was happy with the Aflac Duck. But all these other
Now his co-star for the past few years has been Coach Prime.
I did not know that. I could deal with the duck and the gecko. And who else? Somebody else had an animal. Now, they have a commercial over here from, I can't remember this guy's name, but he had the cutest little saying. He said, ducks and whatever don't save you money. He said ducks and something else are cute and funny, but they don't save you money. And so I called his insurance company, and he wasn't going to save me any money either. But I know companies have to advertise, but, I mean, you just see the commercials all day,
but
every
that's
day.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Because Linda, I'm looking at my research for shopping and summer shopping, and it's weird that talking about summer shopping and travel deals, and a lot of info is about Christmas in July. Have you been invited to your Christmas in July party? There's a lot of Christmas in July parties that's supposed to be going on for July the 25th. July the 25th is like the day that many Christmas and July parties will be held.
Do you really need to start shopping that early for Christmas?
and there's I'm looking at a bunch of ideas. I'm gonna put it on Facebook and tag you. But there are many ideas for Christmas and July parties on July the 25th. There are ideas on the beach. There's ideas to swimming parties, even as far as hiring a Santa Claus for your summer Christmas party in July.
Now, isn't Christmas supposed to be about the birth of Christ?
Right.
I don't see anything about Christ.
Let's see. I'm looking at all these party ideas.
And you
I see bartender. Look, Cousin Linda, I see hire Santa. I see hire a bartender. I see even make eggnog. I see Rudolph. Make Rudolph burgers. Make Rudolph burgers. Oh, man. Oh. Hire a caterer. I don't see anything about, Christmas carolers. But you're right. I don't see anything about Jesus or having Bible study.
I thought that, my religion doesn't allow me to, the religious faith that I believe in or practice, we don't do Christmas.
Uh-huh.
But for those people who want to, that's fine with me. I don't criticize folks' religion unless it's a cult. But
right.
I just thought that Christmas was supposed to be about the birth of Christ. But now all this stuff you named off.
Have a Christmas movie marathon, like watch Hallmark Channel have a Christmas movie marathon.
They've been doing that ever since last month.
Right.
And
so they're suggesting have a party and watch Christmas movies.
Yeah, I don't understand why we've been getting Christmas movies as early as June. So why don't we just have Christmas 365 days a year? Why wait till December the 25th?
If I'm not mistaken, Christmas music popped up on YouTube and on, iHeartRadio last September. Like, right around Labor Day, right after Labor Day, Christmas music popped up, on YouTube, suggested for me, and on iHeartRadio, mm-hmm. Christmas music was played in September last year. I mean, it was after Thanksgiving. And I'm like, huh?
Well, remember when Christmas season began the day after Thanksgiving? Then they moved it up to the day after Halloween, and then they moved it up to October 1st. Then it started in September, and now we're getting it in June and July. So, just go on and say Christmas 365. Now, there was a store over here in Dallas when I first moved over here. I think it was called the Original Christmas Store. Now, and they were.
Oh, I think
they
seeing that store. Uh-huh.
They operated year-round, nothing but Christmas stuff the whole year round. And it was a very high-end store, too. Now, I can understand them, but these other retailers that don't consider themselves Christmas stores, it just doesn't make sense to me, other than the fact that retailers keep looking for some kind of way to bring in some dollars. So I'm a curmudgeon, I guess, because I just don't like phoniness.
Right. Not trying to block anybody's dollar being made, and those that like to, somebody's finished Christmas shopping already. Somebody out there
is
like,
well,
I got that taken care of.
Well, if I were going to do Christmas shopping, I think I'd wait at least until December. I would be in more of a Christmas spirit then, I think.
Right. Now, we're talking about the people in July that shop for Christmas, but there are other people that shop right after Christmas, you get those 50% and half off and 75% off deals, and they just hold on to the gifts for a whole another year.
And sometimes it's personal shopping. There are sales after Christmas and returns, but after Christmas, there are some markdowns, I'll call them. But do you really need that?
Right.
So I'll quit being a sourpuss or Debbie Downer because I don't want to burst somebody's balloon.
Well, no, you've just been real. You've just been real about it. Even I'm shocked. And, Black Friday, Macy's. I was like, wait, who is they advertising Black Friday? in July. Macy's. I'm like, whoa.
You know, I used to work for Macy's for a short while. When they were coming to the Galleria in Dallas, I helped open that store. Yeah.
Oh,
I was
awesome.
One of their first employees, yeah. You know, if there was a retail store that needed a gift wrapper, I would try to be there. So I worked in the gift wrap department when Macy's first opened at the Galleria. And actually, we were there way before the store opened. And it was me and a Hispanic young lady and a Chinese guy. And we just had the best fun because we had this mean and hateful little manager. And he would come in. Mm-hmm. We all had other jobs. And our little manager would come in and try to throw his weight around and be mean and hateful. And we'd be saying, oh, what's wrong with him? He doesn't really think that we're going to pay attention to him, does he? So, yeah, he would demand that we come and work certain hours after we had already told them what hours we could work. But it was kind of funny. I enjoyed working at Macy's. That
well,
was
I'm
when
sure.
they sold real high-dollar stuff, because they were selling
right.
Jerry McFadden and Claude Montana. And they had some jewelry, fine jewelry that was to die for, beautiful jewelry, beautiful oriental rugs. But then they got kind of like...
Yeah, I remember when Macy's was really high-end. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a lot of designer things. But they, in my opinion, went down to kind of like a JCPenney.
You read my mind.
Mm-hmm. But they just don't seem to be the Macy's that was the Macy's that came here back in 1984.
Mhm. Mhm. Have you been getting any important emails regarding sales?
All day, every day. You know the famous New York store, Hammacher Schlemmer. They have so-called sales. They're not really sales or markdowns because I know the price of certain merchandise. But Hammacher Schlemmer, if they want me to think that they're sales, because I order from them from time to time. But this stuff that they've been, these emails I've been getting, no, that is not really a sale. In fact, it's over retail price.
Uh-huh.
Right now, Beth, I have an email from JCPenney, Saks Fifth Avenue, Saks Fifth, Nordstrom, and a bunch of them that I've deleted. Neiman Marcus.
Well, who's exciting you? We want to let our listeners know who's exciting.
Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus.
Okay.
Saks and Neiman. And some things at Nordstrom.
Yeah, Nordstrom's is where my friends. I'm going to shout out Nordstrom's Galleria. Shout out my friend Christy, who's a cosmetic manager. Yeah, yeah. If I was there, I would be working with her. Yep, at Nordstrom. So big shout out to everyone in the cosmetics department and the gallery at Nordstrom.
Okay, what line?
I introduced you to on Facebook. She and I used to work at Choctaw together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I introduced you all around Christmas time when they put the tree up at the Galleria.
Oh,
my first time going to the Galleria, I think I went with you. It was me. I met you and I, and I think Tiffany, Sharon.
And Deidre, maybe.
Yeah, I think the first time I went to Galleria was with you. I don't think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We went to Bellevue Mall, and I always went to Bellevue Mall, though. But we went to Bellevue Mall, and we went to Galleria.
Yeah, and maybe Old Town. On Lover's Lane and Greenville Avenue. I think we went there too. Were you with us when we went to you might not have been with us when Sharon and Tiffany and Trent and Basil came over. And we went to
Trent used to come. Trent used to travel with Mom and I over there often. But I didn't come on that trip.
Okay, yeah, because we ate at the, the schoolhouse. I forget the name of it, in Addison. But I've been wanting to go there for our monthly luncheons, but they don't open for lunch because we had like to go at 11:30, but I think they don't open till 4. The Little Red Schoolhouse or something. Mm-hmm. But I remember
too. Spaghetti House is still open in West End, right? I would like to go to the Spaghetti House. I would like to go to the Spaghetti House if it's still open. If it's still open.
I don't know whether or not they are, but, yeah, that was one of the places that I used to like to go. They would give you a free meal when you fill out your card and if you got bad service, because I didn't know that. Because Michael and our friend Miss G and I went to the old Spaghetti Warehouse, and I mean our service was lousy, so they didn't fill out the cards. Yeah, but I did, and I got a thing in the mail saying that I could come in for a free meal, me and a friend, and so we went back. Michael and I went, and lo and behold, we got bad service again.
So did you let them know? Here's my, when they got the card, they knew this was
well, like
said,
so
bad
they
service.
They give you these cards to fill out, satisfaction surveys, and I filled it out again. And so I got two more free meals, and Michael and I went again. So finally, the last time, I just said everything was okay because I didn't want them to think that I was not being truthful. But they had some of the really worst service. Their waiters were horrible.
Wow.
But the food was very good.
But the service. And see, that's sad because your food can be good. And the food can be good and you have bad service and people still won't come back.
It may have been one of those instances where it's like, oh, there's some black people. They're not going to tip. So out. Now, this
I
is
pray not.
That's the only reason I could think of that the service was bad is because we were black. Now,
what?
I don't know.
Oh, if you give bad service, if you get bad service, your tip is going to be bad, regardless of what the color of
the
patron.
The other day. You know, we talked about that the other day on the podcast, how people assume that if you're a certain race or something, you're not going to give a good tip. So I don't know why they don't think, well, let me give some good service and see what kind of tip I get. And if you know you gave good service, well, it's not your fault. But if you're giving lousy service, I don't know how you expect a good tip.
Right. So don't treat someone bad because of their race and, I don't know what people are thinking. Here it is. Let's see. Location closed. Because it had been open. It shows location closed.
Well, is it just closed right now and it's going to open
maybe
for dinner?
Oh, it says permanently closed. It must just recently closed, too. Because
I thought it was closed a long time.
Oh.
I don't know because I haven't been in years. Because I've gotten to the point where I don't like to drive way out of my way.
Right.
I try to go to stuff
and
that's
it's
closed.
Definitely congested down there.
They used to have this area called Dallas Alley. Whatever happened to that?
Yeah.
Do you know?
I love Dallas Alley, too. Right. They still have the alley, but I don't ever see it being called Dallas Alley anymore.
Oh, okay.
They still have, like, the alley. But, yeah, you know, I used to break my neck And when my friend, I used to bring my friends over with me. That, oh my God, we used to rush to the West End, to the Dallas Alley. Yeah, I would get my T-shirts and go to the different night fun places. Yeah. But yeah, but when Tommy was taking me to the bus station, we pulled up right at the alley part, the part that was popularized as the Dallas Alley. Because I'm like, Dallas Alley, not West End, not as popular as it used to be. And he was like, it still is. But, you know, Dallas Alley was, like, too much fun.
Yeah. But it's so many places here in Dallas. It's kind of like you don't really have to leave your area to go to fine dining, fast food dining, media. It's like whatever you need is in your area. You don't have to drive more than 5 miles to get to whatever it is you need or want.
Okay, I found an article. While you're talking, I'm pulling up an article from Dallas News about the 47-year-old Spaghetti House Warehouse in Dallas West End closed. It was founded in 1972. Yeah.
Do they say why it's closed?
Right. I'm looking at. I'm trying to look for the date. Fire. I think it's fire. So it closed. I guess after a fire happened. It closed in 2019. Yeah, it closed in 2019 in October. I know it was open. When I was there in 2016, I thought some of my friends had been eating there in recent years, but not since 2019. So it's so I think a fire happened, but it opened in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
The Spaghetti Warehouse. I always call it the Spaghetti House, but the Spaghetti Warehouse.
I ate at one in St. Louis, Missouri, and the young man that waited on us there was just wonderful, very young guy. And it was a bunch of us senior citizens because it was my class reunion. We had it in St. Louis that year. And I don't know, I think maybe about 12 or 13 of us went there for dinner. And this young man had to wait on all of us in addition to another section. And he was just wonderful. We, you know, tipped according to our individual meals. And then one of my classmates was like, I think his name was Maurice, said, you know, we ought to take up a collection and give him some extra money. So we took up some extra money and gave him a $100 tip. But the sad thing was that he couldn't accept it because we kept telling him it was for him only. And he said that, yeah, you know how they have to share. And we were like, well, can't you just put it in your pocket? And because, you know, he just bent over backwards for us. And he still couldn't do it. He was just honest. He said, no. He said, I'm going to have to share this with the rest of the team or whatever. But we still gave him the money. You know, we tried to slip it to him, slip it in his pocket, but he still wouldn't take it like that. So he got the tip from each of us individually and then the extra money that we gave him because he was so nice and so good.
So you all figured out a way for him to get it, so that's good, right?
But he didn't know. He said he had to still turn it in. The cash, the extra cash that we gave him, he still had to turn it in. I guess he didn't have to, you know. He could have sneaked it, but he was just that honest. Whoever raised him really raised a great young man.
Right.
Because we kept trying to tell him, you know, this is for you. Nobody else helped us. Nobody else came over here to wait on us. And he kept saying he couldn't accept it. He was still going to have to share. So we were like, okay, whatever.
Right. Because they changed it. When I was working in food and beverage at Choctaw, if I helped the guests, and they left the money on the table. At first, the money would be left for me because of my service. And then they said, well, everybody must share the money that's left on the table. So many of my guests, but money that was given to me in my hand, I could keep. So my guests made sure they put my money in my hand and didn't leave it on the table. But anything that was left on the table, it went in the pool for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I will leave a cash tip because I used to tip on my debit card. But I'm like, I don't know if this person is actually getting the money. So I just started handing out cash. And if they want to sneak, keep it, because I'm trying to give it to them individually. I don't think it's fair that the server has to share the tip with the cook and the bus boy and all that. I think the owner of the restaurant should have to pay a salary to those people.
Right. I love it when guests say, but and here's something for the cook, because you did a great job. Now, I love it when people do that. But you're right. You didn't have to share it with everybody.
Right. Because I feel like the cook is getting a salary.
And they do get paid good. Definitely more than I've worked as a hostess. Definitely more than a hostess. When we're talking about high-end places, you all. You know, yeah, they get paid. And even people at regular, some of these cooks and chefs get paid a lot at these fast food restaurants. Right. Mm-hmm. So where there's hostesses and waitresses and waiters, people like I have worked in that position and Choctaw was good, but those tips are meaningful to people who are in the front of the house. It's the back of the house and it's the front of the house for those of you that don't know. So the people in the front are the front of the house workers. The ones in the back, the cooks and everybody else, bus boys, and sometimes you all don't realize it. Waitresses and the hostess have to go in the back too and help out in the back. So so next time you're tipping, really think about it because front of the house work in the back of the house too. I'm glad you mentioned that, Cousin Linda, about who deserves tips because somebody might disagree with you on that. But you don't see the cook coming out front. Working unless it's an upset customer. Unless it's an upset customer really pissed off about their meal, then they might say, I better take this to the manager. or they might say, I better deliver this myself. You know, and that's rare. You see somebody from the back of the house come out front.
Now, in nicer restaurants, the chef will come out and ask how was everything and did you enjoy the food?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to lie and say, oh, it was delicious. But under my breath, I'd be saying, no, it really ain't good. This is terrible.
Because at upscale, nicer dining places, you just expect everything to just be spectacular. But then you go to a hole in the wall, Cousin Linda. I know you have, but you go to a hole in the wall, and oh my God, you get like, wait a second, this is a hole in the wall serving fine dining meals. This is fabulous. My goodness. Like, do you know what you have here? Because Linda, I see where there is a segregated warehouse in Arlington. I'm sure you know about that one. It's on 1255 West I-20 in Arlington, and they do catering too. So they say that location remains open.
Yeah, I can imagine everything in Arlington being open with all the stuff that they have over there. The football team, the baseball team, Six Flags, everything.
And when you mentioned that, I was thinking, well, they probably relocated. They probably just didn't close down. So just so happened they closed the West End location. But I guess they're like, no way in heck are we going to close our Arlington location down.
Right.
So we want spaghetti warehouse. We have to go to Arlington.
Yeah, I bet retail and food places, I bet their rent is real expensive in Arlington.
Woo! Yes. Oh, my God. Because
they ought to be doing, yeah, they ought to be doing extremely well. It's a place that I want to go to over there. It's Ethiopian Barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Jerry and I were supposed to go, but I don't know what happened. Something came up and we didn't go. And I think I'm going to try to see if my my monthly luncheon lady, see if they want to go over there. I don't know how we're going to get there because nobody wants to drive that far. And my friend Priscilla will drive, so maybe she'll drive us over there one day. Because it looked real good on TV. Yes, yeah, this Ethiopian couple, and they sell barbecue.
Oh, I bet that's delicious. We have an African restaurant that opened on County Line around this time last year. I'm not quite sure if it's Ethiopian. I don't think it's. I think it's Nigerian. It's a Nigerian restaurant. Ethiopian, wow.
Yeah, there's an African spice shop not too far from where I live. And I keep saying I'm going to go over there. And I bought some chicken breast Wednesday at Winco. I can't believe it.
Uh-huh.
They had these huge boneless, skinless chicken breasts for $6 and something. I had to look at the price about 5 or 6 times to make sure it wasn't a mistake. Huge breast.
Yeah.
I cooked 2 today. And that was it was actually enough for 4 people, but I froze the other ones, and I think I'm going to go one day next week because I don't want to be out trying to shop on the weekend and see what kind of spices they have at this African place.
Well, have you used any of your spices that you bought when last time you all went dining?
The Turkish spice and the black pepper. And I would put them in the category of average. I didn't notice any significant.
I know you said the pepper wasn't hot. The pepper wasn't as hot as you thought.
No, and that Turkish seasoning, I didn't notice anything special about it. So maybe I should have bought something else. And I got to try online spices. That place I was telling you about, diaspora.com, and order some of their spices. I might start cooking this winter, but right now in the summer, it's so hot, having to turn on ovens or stoves or whatever. Because like now, I just prefer to go by the deli or the store or place and pick something up.
I cooked me a quick, Rachel Ray meal right before the podcast. Within 30 minutes. Beef patties with smothered onions and gravy and rice. And I know you all going to say too much starch. And then I had fried some little bitty, I had sliced of red potato and made little fries. So I cooked that within 30 minutes, and I did my best to keep the word for the show to start on time. So I'm like, woo!
I managed to cook that
in 30 minutes and nibble on it as the show was starting.
Yeah, I could tell you were nibbling on something. But I thought you were going to be playing.
Well, I didn't want to be obvious, but I was going to mention it that I cooked a little 30-minute meal right before showtime. I'm doing the Salt Bay diet, you all. I was going to keep it to myself for a while, but I've been doing the Salt Bay diet that he does, eating twice a day and drinking a lot of water. I drink a lot of water anyway. And he drinks coffee. I drink smoothies. I like coffee. I just haven't been drinking a lot of coffee. It's hot in Mississippi, but I do love coffee and a hot chocolate. But I love teas also, so I'm customized mine to teas and smoothies, and I try to stay away from too much, like you mentioned, Cousin Lynn, hidden sweets. and stuff like that. But I'm doing the salt bay diet, and I seem to be deflating. It seems to be working.
Wonderful.
But I haven't gotten on the scale, so I'm just going by appearance.
Well,
and
I
how
can
I feel.
By my clothes. Well, my clothes.
Right.
I have a hard time trying to get in my clothes. I'm like, okay, I need to lose some weight. But I
right, because Linda, that's what I do, and how I look, and how do my clothes feel? Like, wait a second, these pants weren't snug a couple weeks ago.
Right. Well, I'm to the point where I'm just going to eat what makes me happy. If I gain a few pounds, no big deal. If I lose some,
right.
I don't care. I'm just tired of fighting the battle of the bulge, and I don't know. I'm just going to be, going to do what makes me happy. I'm going to eat what I
right.
like. In moderation, but I'm going to eat what
exactly.
I like.
Exactly. And that's my problem. But it's not my problem anymore, so I'm going to stop claiming that because I think I have it under control now, portion control. So, right, we can eat what we want and what makes us happy if we keep it in moderation. And we've always known that. What's so hard with that?
Yeah, because when I was coming along, we didn't eat nearly as much as we do now because portions were smaller. And we walked a lot of places. Everybody was
right,
driving.
And we ate good. And we ate good. Good meat, meats and vegetables and fruit.
Exactly.
Plus dessert.
Rather than all this processed stuff. Because people may not believe it, but once upon a time, frozen dinners were not the thing. And I remember when Swanson's came out with what we used to call TV dinners. And that was a big thing. If you had a TV dinner, and they didn't taste that good, but it was something new, kind of like Jiffy Pop popcorn. And now the stores are just chocked full of everybody is manufacturing some kind of frozen meal. They don't taste worth nothing, but they're quick and convenient. You know, they keep you from starving to death.
Right. Wow.
But yeah, we fresh food back then.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point because we ate good. We ate good, heavy meals, but we stayed, our metabolism remained high. It remained appropriate.
Well, and like I said, we didn't eat as much because rather than a three-piece or four pieces of chicken, fried chicken and French fries and bread, we ate one piece of chicken and a starch and a vegetable, a green vegetable, maybe a piece of cornbread or a roll.
I shall always get us. I mean, we went over on 60 minutes, and they gave us an extra 15 minutes, so it just ended. But I thought we were going to be able to say, you know, goodbye. But we always wind down to it's like the end. So that's probably something that the listeners like, too. Like, we wind it down, and then it ends. But continue, I just want to let you know that the live stream had, wait a second, the live stream had stopped. I'm saying that they started it over.
Oh, okay.
Wait a second.
What?
I'm just trying to see that they stop it and then they restart it like they did last week. So I'm going to go ahead and thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I'm Beth and my cousin Linda, and I had a great time talking with you. And we look forward to talking with you on Sunday at 3 p.m. And our schedule for this month, 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday, Central Standard Time, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Thank you for tuning in. It did end, but I just wanted to close out and make sure.
Oh, okay. Well, did you have a bunch of listeners today?
Yeah. Okay. It should. I had people in the chat room, and Pastor Dunn, Jr. CEO, said he sent it out to many people. But I will see in a few minutes. I wish they would show us, like they show us the countries that listen. I wish they would show us the states that listen.
Mm-hmm.
But did you hear that about the water crisis? They're going to start turning water off next month. That's why when Brother Warren said the quarter, he said it in past tense. It's like, nah, baby. It's not nearly past tense. We're still in water crisis mode.
I can't understand what is going on over there. Why are you having all these crises? It seems like there's some kind of spell or hex that's put on Jackson, Mississippi. You know, they used to say that's what was wrong in Haiti, that Haiti practiced all that voodoo and stuff. But I don't know what it is with Jackson, Mississippi. It's different crisis.
Some people think, oh, they're going through one or two crises, and you're right. We're going through water crisis, garbage crisis, sexually transmitted disease crisis, homeless crisis, pothole crisis.
Crime.
We're going through like six major crises. You're right.
We were talking about some huge city.
And not to mention corruption. And bottom line, you're right. All of those have corruption written all over them. Sadly to say. I'm sounding like you now. But all of them have corruption written over them.
That is just terrible. When are you going to move away from there? Or do you intend to stay there?
Right, because it's the crabs in the cradle and the barrel. And that's what I like to tell Tommy all the time. I'm like, because then it's jealousy, too. When people see one person doing something, then they try to pull the other one back. Like, oh, crazy. Yeah, I would love to be back and forth. But you're right. Many of my friends, they left and, like, forget it. I'm not coming back to that ghetto. They're doing good even in Dallas. They're doing good in Dallas or Atlanta or California or somewhere. They're like, they don't come back unless they have to. And some do try to do back. And some do try to do back and forth. You know, wherever they're successful at, they try to come and make a difference a little.
Yeah,
but I would love to be back. I would love to be dual in both cities, Dallas and here.
Come back during the 90s when Jackson was just really rocking. When y'all were having the Paris Street Festival and all those black places, black-owned nightclubs. And it was just so much going on over there. And at that time, I had not retired, and I just could not get a job over there doing nothing. I don't care where I applied, I didn't get a job. And I
overqualified. And didn't want to pay, I said overqualified, or they weren't paying you what you deserve, offering you what you deserve?
I couldn't get hired, but I didn't even get offers for an interview. It didn't matter, you know, to the point where I would have taken pretty much anything as long as I could have afforded an apartment, and I didn't have a note at the. So as long as I could have made rent and utilities and food, I would have been. I couldn't get a job doing nothing. And so when I did finally take left AAA and got my little pension, and I started drawing Social Security early, well, I was going to work what I thought part-time with some friends of mine because they had written up this grant. And for something dealing with Lanier High School. And so my friend My friends were going to be doing whatever at Lanier, and I was going to be working part-time down at Lanier. And that was just going to work out perfect. But they never did get the grant. And I look back and I'm all...
I hate when deals like that fall through, and I bet it was something really that would have been really helpful.
Well, I'm glad it fell through because I could have ended up in Jackson and probably wouldn't have had enough money to move back to Dallas because the cost of living over here escalated. So it was just a blessing in disguise for me not to move back to Jackson. Now, my mama tried to get me to move back several times because she thought I should come back and teach because that would have been a guaranteed job. And I even thought about substitute teaching, and two of my friends were very discouraged, and they said, "Well, you have to be certified in order to do substitute teaching over here." And so they didn't say, "But you can get certified." You know, they just left it at that. Well, since you're not certified, you won't be able to even do substitute teaching. And then my friend Janice was saying that it wasn't enough substitute jobs, so she used to sub once upon a time. And she was saying that she wouldn't recommend for anybody to come over there thinking they were going to make enough money to survive.
Right, I know my friends that substitute teach. They don't like they like it, but they don't like it because they said that getting paid once a month is not enough and whatever.
We get paid
and I get
every
to pay.
Week because selling.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just thankful that I didn't come back because Jackson has too many issues. And they were like, "Well, you could move to Clinton or you could move to Richmond."
Right. Does everybody know Dallas, my happy place? I'm like, and then people that have never been to Dallas, I'm like, when you go to Dallas, you'll see why it's my happy place.
Well, I don't know if it's my happy place, but I'm just thankful that I'm not in Jackson.
Dubai, your happy place, my cousin Linda. Get up to Dubai.
Yes, now that would be my happy place. Yeah.
Get up to Istanbul and to Dubai, and we'll be happy. And we probably, and you look, did the natives, and did you talk to many natives in Dubai when you were there? They probably enjoyed your company, too.
No, not really, because, you know, Dubai doesn't have but about 500,000 actual citizens. Nearly everybody in Dubai.
So the people that you talk to are really from different places around the world.
Yeah. So I don't know if I actually ran into anybody who was actually a citizen or native.
Because I know Lindsay Lohan lives there. Lindsay Lohan moved there.
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm. And they used to have a show called The Real Housewives of Dubai. I just stumbled up on it one day, and that was the only Housewives show.
And I love The Real Housewives, and I've never seen the of Dubai. I'm going to have to Google that.
Well, I don't do Housewives show, but like I said, I just accidentally stumbled up on that one. And I think watched the main
those are some real housewives right there. So you're talking about some rich housewives.
Well, they actually were working because none of these women were native citizens of Dubai. All of them were from somewhere else. But,
they were from different places.
But the only reason I watched it is because I wanted to see the scenery of Dubai.
Right.
And after the season ended, I haven't seen or heard of that show since because I don't remember what network it was on because I thought it would come back. You know,
because Real Housewives is a Bravo. It's Bravo. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll check out Bravo then and see. I don't know what network it was on. Oh, you know them crazy Bell Collective folk come on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at 8 o'clock. Instead of 7 tonight, they're going to come on at 8 o'clock. But I'm going to flip over there at 7 o'clock and make sure I catch it.
Right, because they might have a special or something, or a reunion show.
No, it's not going to be a reunion. It's supposed to be a new episode because they showed reruns last week because I heard from my Facebook friend in Florida said that they were getting sued because they used one of the realtors, what's her name, Shadow Robinson. So they used her name and her company without her permission, and she was suing.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And so he said that was the reason that they were having to do a rerun show last week. But, no, this is supposed to be a new episode. Mm-hmm. But it's all scripted.
I catch it because I only seen that one. I guess that was the last new show. The one that, and I'm glad that's the one I watched because they showed a lot of Jackson and not Flowood and Madison.
Mm-hmm. Well, cuz, it's getting time for ABC News, so I guess we'll talk, what, Sunday?
Yes. No dining tomorrow? Tomorrow is the second.
It's next week. What time,
so Monday is remind your friends that Monday is the deadline for those that have relatives that need to register to vote, because I know all your friends register to vote, but those that have relatives that birthday might be Monday, they need to go register because July 10th is the last day to register to vote. I just remind them, and those that absentee voting started last week here.
Oh, okay. Because
we have primaries on August the 8th.
Okay. What time is the show Sunday?
3:00.
3:00. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well,
if you'll be in tomorrow, I'll let you know if we do a pop-up show tomorrow.
Okay. I'll be here.
Okay. You'll be tuned in to Hallmark. Cousin Linda, you'll be tuned in to Hallmark watching Christmas movies.
No. Not even.
I didn't think so. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. We didn't get a chance to really talk about summer because everybody's talking about Christmas. Like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Love you, and I hope you feel better from those bites.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Put your skin so soft. Bathing your skin so soft or rub it on your skin.
Okay, I'll
you know that.
That'll
repair those insects.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.